This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Bombastically coming into your lives for yet another weekend. The charts from Talkers Magazine that we review on the Talk Radio Countdown Show are in front of our very noses, and soon they'll be in front of your very ear, maybe inside of your ear, which will lead them into your brain, and you'll be able to go, wow, I'm as smart as the other guys here. The other guys are Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and Doug Steffen, his willing and faithful, what are they, what member from the Lone Ranger? His faithful Indian companion, Tonto. Can you even say Indian anymore on
No,
here?
You cannot.
Well, so his faithful
going to receive a letter
Native
from
American.
The motor yeah, you're going to get a letter from the Motor Vehicle Bureau Division of the, of the Political Correct Police saying that they spotted you saying Indian.
And pretty soon, if I go to the Mexican border, the Mexicans will arrest me, even if it's on American soil.
Oh, they got plenty on you.
They really. I better not enter the race for anything then.
Yeah. So here we go, huh?
You all right, let's go.
What a week, what a week. At number 10, we have the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball action. The NBA playoffs are fun, especially as they roll down toward the finals and the semifinals.
A lot of people looking at the NFL draft, too. Major
yeah, that
league.
Was good, too. Yeah.
Do you remember it ever being on primetime television before?
It's slowly working its way toward that. I don't know if this was the first year it was on actual primetime network TV. But it's become a big deal. It extends the football season into the summer. And obviously, it's part of in the free agency period and this whole period that we're in where teams are constantly shuffling their deck. It's become an important part of the strategy of how you pick the best players from the college realm and integrate it into your budget. Number 9, we have a Jeopardy record breaker. That game show Jeopardy just continues to...
The guy's won $1 million.
Yeah, he's a professional gambler, and he seems to have cracked the code on how to beat the odds with Jeopardy. This is interesting indeed.
Yeah. There are a number of, if I may, there are a number of these TV shows now that sort of play on your knowledge. And Rob Lowe is hosting something. I can't remember what the name of the show is, but I saw a piece of it. They've got the contestant in this rig that rolls around in the studio, and you go to different. But it really taxes one's intelligence, and it sort of gives you renewed faith in how people's brains work.
Maybe no question. These are wonderful games to exercise your brain. As a matter of fact, I get most of my brain exercised by watching these extremely sophisticated game shows.
I thought it was when you were with me you got all the brain.
No. I get most of my research and knowledge from Family Feud.
Really?
And I play along. I high five myself. I jump up and down.
That's actually
and
with
say dirty
him,
things.
He is really good at that.
Steve Harvey?
He's very good at that.
He's laughing at the world.
This guy's
saying everybody on this stage and everybody watching this.
He does no prep. He's happy to tell you that he walks. They were doing it in Atlanta where he was living for a while. Now I think he's moved to L.A. I can't remember, but he does no prep. He walks into the studio. They dress him and they put him on the stage and he wings it.
He looks like a million bucks and he's very funny.
Yeah.
He's very funny.
He's good.
But he laughs at the people. I don't know. Everybody seems jacked up on coffee or something. It's evolved into a strange show. You remember? It seems like just yesterday. But Richard Dawson did it.
Yeah.
You talk about Joe Biden having a problem evolving into the present sensibilities of giving women personal space.
Dawson
had his hands over on every. I mean, it was molestation. Do you remember?
Molestation, I know.
It was crazy stuff. Boy, if you really want to see how we've changed as a society, go on YouTube and watch old episodes of game shows. I mean, the sensibilities that we live with today, it's a different world than it was 10 years ago, 20, 30. You go back to the 70s? Oh, my gosh.
It's well, it was like I was being facetious somewhat when I talked about you and me being faithful companions. And but you couldn't, you can't even say things like Indian, your faithful Indian companion. You can't say that.
No, I would never say. As a matter of fact, I didn't even hear you say that. Even now.
Sorry.
It came across as
faithful
kind of
Indian companion.
No, don't hear
me say that.
I can't
Indian
hear you.
Companion.
Nope,
okay.
Nope. It's not working.
Sorry.
All right, number eight, we have the Putin-Kim meeting, which is when his train pulled in, it looks like a scene out of The Great Dictator by Charlie Chaplin, which has a Mussolini character coming into the station on a train. It almost was the same thing. Very interesting indeed. And, of course, the political implications, the world implications of this meeting are fascinating to watch. It's a soap opera. At number seven, the Iran oil sanctions. At number six, the financial markets rally. At number five, the Sri Lanka bombings aftermath. At number four, the southern border crisis. At number three, 2020 presidential politics. And, of course, the big splash. Joe Biden entered the race. And he is now clearly entrenched as number two.
John McCain's wife, Cindy, made it clear that she is not going to campaign for her quote-unquote dear friend, Joe, even though she is the McCain family despises Trump. And knew that Biden and McCain were friends. She may not be comfortable enough to cross the party line to do it. So,
well,
but
I'm sure
even her saying that, though, kind
I'm
of
sure
is
Megan
an endorsement.
Will be different. I think Megan will have a different view.
I agree with you.
At number two, Trump versus subpoenas, and at number one, the Mueller report aftermath is still number one, and impeachment talk.
So, can you help me with this a little bit, Michael?
I
see Nancy Pelosi at the beginning of the week saying, no impeachment, we're not going to, yada, yada. End of the week, well, maybe we have to consider impeachment. Who's getting to her? And
well, she's dealing with different factions of the party. She's not the dictator of the Democratic Party. She's a facilitator. She's a monitor, an organizer. A spokesperson, and you got different factions. You got a socialist movement brewing. You got a bunch of young Congress people that are few in number, but major in impact. You got a whole young generation coming up that have their views, and you have the seasoned, wise political types who know what it takes to win. And this is all swirling around Nancy Pelosi. Without this being an endorsement of Democratic Party policy or her personally, I think she's handling it like a very seasoned, sharp politician. I think she's actually good at what she does.
She seems different to me than she was last time. Maybe maturity, whatever it is, there is something. What is, she's like 78, 70. I see in Joe.
Yeah, she's pushing 80 years old.
Yeah.
She seems to be in good health, good shape.
Yeah.
And, you may not agree with her position.
Yeah.
She's a lightning rod. But as a person, she's quite bright and formidable and savvy.
Here's my read on this very quickly, if I may. The Democratic Party or Democrat Party, whatever you want to call it.
Well, Democrat Party is a way of disparaging them.
Yes.
Republicans that are conservative often call them the Democrat Party because they don't like to make it sound like they're calling them Democratic. But their official name is the Democratic Party. That's their name.
So the read here, once again, seems to me to focus on the importance of primaries and the fact that only the lunatic fringe on the right and the left get out to vote in the primaries more often than not. So the campaign after that focuses on who you like the most out of who is there that we like the least. And so what the Democrats are doing now is playing to themselves instead of to the greater audience, which is the voters. The voters don't, there isn't one person in that list, in my opinion, of candidates other than Biden who could actually win an election if most of the people who are qualified to vote get out and vote. There's nobody there that appeals to a broad enough sector. So Trump, once again, who doesn't appeal either to a broad enough sector, and I think some of them are smart enough to know that Biden, they want to beat Trump, the only guy who can do it is Biden. That's
well,
it.
You know, it's so early out. Do you remember back to the exciting campaign of 1992? That when Cuomo didn't run and a couple of the party heavyweights didn't run because they didn't think that George H.W. Bush could be beaten. Yeah. They called them the Seven Dwarves. You had Bill Clinton, you had Al Gore, you had Paul Tsongas, you had a couple of senators from the Midwest, and you had Jerry Brown.
Birch Bayh.
I remember Birch Bayh. The point I'm making is they none of the heavyweights ran because they thought that George H.W. Bush was unbeatable, and it led to the Clinton era. And Clinton and the Clintons became a dominant force in American politics.
Well, Obama came out of nowhere, too.
Right. So it's too early to say there's nobody among the Democrats who could beat Trump. I don't know. I think it's...
Okay, I won't say it anymore, then.
No, you can say it. Just don't call them Indians.
It's 16 and change past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, with a question about your dinner options. Michael cooks his own dinner. Actually, his wife Bernadette probably does a good job with the great food that's available close by from some of the best farms in western Massachusetts. If you don't have that handy by and you're frustrated because you have the same sort of food every night or you're ordering in or whatever it is that you do, take heed or notice of the new Martha and Marley Spoon. This is a new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. They're going to spit, well, if you get connected to them by texting the word fork to 246-810, they'll send you three free meals so you can figure out how it all works. See if you like it. Yep, three meals prepared by Martha Stewart. Get them from Martha and Marley Spoon. Get them sent to your home. Cook them right there. Enjoy the fresh food, the healthy choices that you're making. And it only takes you 30 minutes or less to make these great dishes. They send you menus, lots of different classic, and maybe a little creativeness on your part, too, with some of the recipes from Martha Stewart. To be part of this free taste test, Martha and Marley Spoon want to send you three free meals. Be one of the first 100 to text the word fork right now to 246-810. Get great food sent right to your home. Again, text the word fork for these free meals to 246-810. Calitrin, the best way for you to lose weight. I can speak from experience because I'm on it. The ingredients in Calitrin are so healthy. The active ingredient is collagen protein. So maybe you give us a little insight into the chemistry here of how this collagen protein that we were talking about works to help us lose weight.
Well, it uses that collagen protein to help heal and rebuild tissue. And that's in everywhere from your joints to your muscles. And when it goes to your muscles, it revs up your metabolism. You know, when you're rebuilding that lean muscle tissue, you burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. When you give it time to work, you're going to see the inches come off and then the pounds come off.
Here's what you do. In order to get this, there's a great special deal on right now and a free shipping combo with the promo code DJV. Go to toploss.com for your Calitrin. Use the code DJV. Again, Calitrin at toploss.com. Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet is so unfitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there, you've been there, we've all been there. But not anymore, not thanks to my MyPillow Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton, called Giza. Grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea, it's cotton super smooth and breathable, extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any bed, and just like those MyPillows we love so much, our Giza sheets are 100% machine washable, dryable cotton, super duper. Go to MyPillow.com, order your Giza sheets today, get 30% off and free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right, free shipping at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. The charts from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. We can find the list every week. Also, listen to Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. It's cool. It's a great place to go and find out what's going on. There's a story about the latest interview that Sean Hannity has done with the president. We'll get to that after we go through this people. We haven't done the people list yet.
No, we have not done the people.
These other things. So
here are people who need people. We have at number 10, James Holzhauer, the new Jeopardy guy.
Winner.
At number 9, Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin. Kamala Harris at 8. Elizabeth Warren at 7. Bernie Sanders at 6. Maxine Waters at 5. Nancy Pelosi at 4. Joe Biden at 3. William Barr and Robert Mueller at 2. And Donald Trump at 1. There you go.
Before we leave the list, number 6, Bernie Sanders. Do you think, or what's your sense in doing your research this week, you and your staff, of how Bernie Sanders was affected by the statement? He was asked in a CNN town meeting, it took place at Harvard this week. A Harvard student got up and said something about Bernie Sanders wanting everybody to vote. And she says, does that include the Boston Marathon bomber? And Bernie flinched a little. I don't know if you saw.
I didn't see that part. I saw the part where they booed him when he evoked the name of Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah.
I didn't catch it live, so I caught clips of it. But tell us about the bomber. What did he say?
Well, he said, yes, that the bomber deserves, everybody deserves to vote, whether you're in jail or you're not in jail. And so you get to the point of splitting hairs about some of these things, because once you've, quote-unquote, paid your debt to society, should you then be allowed to, go back and take advantage of the of what society has to offer. Do you remember when we had a White House during the Clinton years? We had the talk host used to go down to Washington and do the show live from the front lawn.
Of course I remember. I used to organize that.
I know you did, so that's why I'm asking. Do you remember I was at the table? It was supposed to that Gordon G. Gordon Liddy was supposed to be next to me, and there was a cutout picture of him because he was a felon. He couldn't come to the White House. He couldn't come on the grounds of the White House. Right. So somebody just put up a cutout of him, and that was it. But it served to remind all of us that once you do something that's unfriendly, you lose a lot of your rights. And so this, in this circumstance, what Bernie Sanders wants is to restore those rights to people like G. Gordon Liddy or anybody who's been in jail. I think there's got to be a line someplace. I can't imagine it's okay for somebody like this guy that was the Boston, what was his, I never can pronounce his name, to vote. What do you think?
I think it's a minor issue. I think it's interesting. Yeah, I don't think it one way or the other is going to sway things. I do believe that certain rights, obviously, like your freedom, you know, have to be given up if you're going to go behind bars. And there's a whole degree of crimes, you know, from misdemeanors to mass murder. All of that has to be taken into consideration. But I don't think from a standpoint, you know, the question's a two-part. What do I think of its impact on Bernie? I don't think anybody cares about these things. I think what happened with Trump is nobody cares about anything other than a couple of things that come into play, and that's all background stuff, all of these gaffes, political incorrect things. I think we're past that now, and I think that came about through this first term and the last election involving Trump. I think that we're going to have a whole different set of concerns.
Things in the past that Joe Biden has done?
I think when push comes to shove, it's going to come down to just a couple of issues, and a lot of it's going to be the economy, as we're in the last couple of weeks of the 2020 election.
Mm. And if you look at the numbers this week, number 6 on the story list is how the rally took place this past week. Things look strong in the economy, so that's going to count in Trump's favor for sure. It's 28 past the hour. You're listening to the continuing Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump defends his comments about a deadly 2017 white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, in an interview on Westwood One's Mark Levin show.
It's a terrible thing that they keep bringing up, and I actually said two different ways, and I said it every way you can say it, but I said you have bad people in both groups, you have good people in both groups. By groups,
you meant protesters, not the Klan and not the neo-Nazis.
Absolutely. Oh, no, I only meant the protesters.
Trump says his comments were about those there protesting the removal of a Robert E. Lee monument, not about white supremacists, as some Democrats claim. Japan's prime minister attended a birthday dinner at the White House Friday night for the First Lady, following talks with the president over North Korea, trade, and other issues. President Trump will be in Tokyo next month to meet Japan's new emperor. He says he may attend a sumo wrestling match while he's there. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is the weekly talk radio countdown show for the week of April 26th. That's the last end. That's the cutoff day for the information. Folks at Talkers do the research, listening to talk radio programs and hosts and stations all across the country to come up with the industry news, the information that makes this program hopefully as interesting as it is. A lot of stations love carrying this because they love listening to Michael talk about how it is. And so we've gone through the story list and the people list. Sean Hannity, who arguably is the number one, he certainly was number one last year on the Heavy 100, and I'm guessing that this year when you do it, he'll be number one again. I'm not asking for a commitment. I'm just saying that my
let's just say it's in the works, and he's a likely number one, obviously, as evidenced by what you're about to talk about.
Well, he has access to the president, no news there, and keeps getting these interviews. One wonders behind the scenes, and I know you and Sean are good friends. I like Sean. I haven't spent much time with him other than when I see him at Talkers. But I do like I like the way he rolls. And so now he's got this whole thing with the president, interviews him all the time. So is that even news anymore?
Sure, it's news. It's huge. It's huge. Yeah, it's huge news because you find out things in the informality of their conversations about what they're both thinking. My friendship with Sean Hannity, like my friendship with anybody in this industry, has nothing to do with my views of their politics. I view things through the lens of the industry and through the media, and my politics is the First Amendment. I have to point that out because sometimes in a highly charged political environment, you say you're friends with somebody, they immediately assume you endorse their politics.
Well, that's what's wrong with the conversation. It's what's wrong with thinking in the country. I can say I'm friends with people, and if you want to judge, what do they say? You're judged by the company you keep. Who the hell are you to judge me? But who do you think
you are? Well, I mean, yeah, but this is the environment in which this is the water we're swimming in right now.
Yeah, I mean, I know.
So we got to deal with it. That being said, the fact that the president of the United States calls him up on his show, in this case it was his TV show, and they schmoozed for 45 minutes. Whether you like what they say or don't like what they say, this guy is a talent. He is in our industry. He's a talk show host who not only has the ear of the president, not only has access to the president, but has so on a level that some consider him to be a shadow government figure, that that Hannity is influencing policy on a level that...
And he shouldn't be on the radio.
Well, say silly stuff like that.
There's a basis for that as well. I mean, again, it's silly. That's your opinion. Some people believe there should be more of a separation between the airwaves. and what are the airwaves anymore? I mean, there are people with Facebook accounts and Twitter accounts that have more followers than people on the air in some places. So we're going through a transition that's really turning everything upside down in terms of those kinds of rules, like the fairness doctrine seems quaint in today's world. And I still have people say, you think it's going to come back? What, are you kidding? So the Hannity thing, to answer your question, is Hannity is important in the radio business, and he's important in the politics business. He's on a level that might be unprecedented historically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So where does it go? Does Hannity have political aspirations? People ask him that all the time, don't they?
Yeah, and he handles it, of course, like a very, very seasoned politician.
Yeah. He doesn't say, when my kids get out of school, I'm moving to Florida and running for the Senate.
Yeah, right, but now, why would Hannity give up his unique position as the most important talk show host in America to be a member of Congress? He's more powerful now. Yeah. Not to mention he can make money, and he's not driven to abide by certain rules of law and ethics that hang over the heads of elected officials, not as much as they should, but that still do. He's a private citizen engaged in the circus of show business. He has the best of all worlds. It would be foolish for Hannity to risk this platform. He's going to eventually have to maneuver. You got to keep moving or you fade.
Right.
But at this moment, he should keep it going as long as he can.
Yep. Well, certainly nothing about his program is going to collapse. Certainly nothing about the TV show is going to collapse as long as Trump is there. And maybe afterwards he still has. You said it's unprecedented. Can you think of anybody who has had? I saw a picture.
I think Edward R. Murrow. I thought Edward R. Murrow wielded a lot of influence during the McCarthy era.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think that people like Walter Winchell had tremendous influence over show business and certain areas of media. But no, I don't remember anybody having this kind of in radio and TV talk, having that kind of news, even in journalism, having that kind of direct clout. Walter Cronkite was arguably a very influential figure, as were the anchors of that day, but they didn't get involved. So having prestige and having influence in a abstract way is one thing. We're not talking abstract. We're talking, this guy talks to the president, and the president says to him, what do you think I should do? Or the president listens to him and then does it. The president gets a lot of his marching orders from television and radio, and ignores in many cases, or at least he makes it appear that way. I'm not so sure he really does ignore it. Information that's provided by the intelligence community. Trump is a lot more clever than his detractors think. Trump plays dumb for political angling and advantage. Trump is not dumb.
No. He is a character, though. Actually, I've never met him. You've met him. I've never had a chance to come across his path. Yeah, but he's one of those characters, bigger than life guys.
Yeah.
And so, does that suit? Is the job suited for him? Is he suited for the job?
The question continues
to be asked. Exactly.
Yeah, time will tell.
Into the agenda for the talkers? One of the things that's a focus at talkers.com is you setting up the agenda for the Talkers New York.
Well, Sean Hannity is one of the keynote speakers, and it'll be a keynote chat. I'm going to be interviewing Sean. And I asked last times he's done this. This is not the first time he has appeared at this convention. We're going to talk about the role he plays in the business. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to talk about politics. We're going to talk about the politics of being in the political position he's in. But this is an industry convention. This is a professional convention. This is not a political talk show. I mean, if you want to find out what Hannity thinks about politics, listen to his show or watch him on TV. Yeah. We approach this whole thing from the standpoint of the talk media industry. and what it means to have a guy in that position. How does he manage his career, and what are his suggestions to other people in the business per this extraordinary experience that he's having in his own life?
And I would think he has a fairly close-knit family, wife, children.
Yeah.
I remember the last time I talked to him, he was on his way to take his kid to a hockey game or something. I'm trying to remember that, but he's very supportive and involved in the lives of his family, and that you don't always see. Some of these people don't have families. I mean, I don't know anything about Mark Levin's family. I know Limbaugh's got a wife, and that's about it. I don't think he's ever had children.
Well, Limbaugh's had several wives.
Yes,
Levin is, from what I understand, happily married and lives a private life amidst all of his notoriety.
I don't know anything about Ramsey's family. I know he's got a business model that people who are here figured it out.
Dave Ramsey is not as involved in cutting edge politics. He does more of a soft approach, a lifestyle approach to politics.
Yeah.
He is conservative. Yeah. He does have a political aspect to what he does, particularly through the economy. But Ramsey's not a wonk. He's not a partisan political news talk show.
Not at all. So we're going through the essence, and that's what we like to do here, the essence of News Talk Radio. I want to talk about the status of it and why News Talk stations do as well as they do with listeners and advertisers. I want to go over that with Michael in a matter of moments. Speaking of advertisers, the focus on your health and well-being is something that a lot of these programs, if you look or listen to the advertising, when I say look on television, the News Talk stations, the channels, and to the radio hosts that are pitching products, because that's what we do. That's the reality. We have sponsors that come to us and believe that we have some sway on our audience, so they ask us to talk about their products. And when I'm talking about products, people who come to me want me to talk about health-related items that I use myself and that I can endorse. And anybody who's listened to me for any period of time knows that I believe that we have to ingest a lot of omega-3s in our diet every day. So that's why the folks at Purity Products came to me and said, will you talk about the new Krill Omega 50 Plus product that we have? And I said, yep, because I'll take it, and I do. Just had some in the last half hour. It's krill oil. A lot of people don't know what that is. It's aimed at helping your joint comfort. It gives you an oil that will it's absorbed by the bones and keeps the bursa operating properly, if you care, so you don't have joint pain. And then certainly fish oil, omega-3s, great for your heart, your cardiovascular system, your circulatory system. So the two of them are together in this new product, Krill Omega 50 Plus CoQ10. And if you'd like to try it, see how it works for you, you can call 800-355-1493. Again, 800-355-1493. Why would I send you there? Because Purity has agreed to give you a free bottle of this. If you pay the shipping, which is $4.95, they'll let you put it to the test to see how it makes you feel. So let's make this a good, solid effort to get you on the top rung of your ladder. Go to 800-355-1493 and order your bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. It's got the technology here is really pretty swell. A lot of fish oil, vitamin D, CoQ10, important. So get the bonus. Call 800-355-1493 to try it free. Doug Steffen here with a review of the people. I like to do this in order so at least you know functionally once in the hour what the what the real lists are. In case we don't get to them or we do a little zigging and zagging. At number 10, the winner on Jeopardy, up over $1 million, James Holzhauer. Number 9, Kim Jong meeting with Bad Vlad. Number 8, Kamala Harris. Number 7, Pocahontas, a.k.a. Elizabeth Warren. Number 6, Bernie Sanders. Maxine Waters is at number 5. Wow, she's got a lot of brass. Nancy Pelosi, number 4. Joe Biden, 3. Robert Mueller and Barr, I suppose, tied for second place. And as usual this week, Donald Trump, top of the list here of the People Chart Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
If you're getting bored with dinner options, you don't like unhealthy fast food options, you don't like to order in, here's some great news from Martha Stewart. She's doing a free taste test, and you can be the beneficiary. Yep, Martha's giving away 3 full-sized meals from her new meal delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a really healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate for fresh food, that's for sure. There are 18,000 recipes you may choose from. The menus feature a variety of dishes ranging from classic to creative. So let's go to Fork. Text the word Fork to 246-810. That's right, Fork to 246-810. Get your free meals now. Text the word Fork to 246-810. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of April 22nd to the 26th, last full week of April. The story list starts at number 10 with the usual focus on sports and what's on sports talk radio, whether it's baseball being played, the playoffs in basketball, or the draft in football. A lot of conversation about the personalities involved, which is what we talk about for the most part anyway. At number 9, the Avengers film coming out this week, and I guess a couple of entertainment stories together. The Jeopardy winner, that's been something a lot of people are talking about. Number 8, Fatty Kim and Putin get together for a meeting. Number 7, the oil sanctions against Iran. Number 6, the strength of our financial markets. Number 5, the aftermath of the bombings in Sri Lanka. Number 4, the Mexicans come onto our border to arrest or detain a couple of border patrol people. Number 3, the presidential election in Joe Biden. The subpoenas, number 2, and the Mueller report is number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown. So Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine, editor and publisher. The business of talk radio, behind the scenes, there's been a lot of hoopla in the trades this week about how profitable the spoken word formats are, for the most part, with the exception of a few music stations like KISS in Los Angeles. If you go from market to market, city to city, stations that make the most money, bill the most, are the talk stations or the news stations. Why is that? Why is it?
Well, first of all, not all of them make a lot of money, but among the top stations that are making money in the country, a majority of them are spoken word. And that's because people are interested in what's going on in radio talk. Sports talk radio is among the biggest. All news radio, not necessarily news talk radio, all news radio makes money in Washington, New York, Chicago, big-time stations there. Stations in Los Angeles, talk radio stations of the news talk ilk are making money. So it's because there's an audience that loves it. It's the best kind of radio that's pertinent to what's going on. There are stars as well as information on talk radio, and it's a foreground medium. People are paying attention. It's not on in the background, and you know, you switch dials to another station playing the same music, so people aren't hearing the commercials, whereas in talk radio, they're listening to the commercials.
Well, in music radio, they do a business, they tell you, commercial free, like commercials are bad, or only 10 minutes of commercials an hour, that kind of stuff. It's like you're telling the audience that commercials are bad, and you shouldn't listen when the commercials are on. That's bad business, I think.
Well, that's certainly part of it. Commercials are a problem, but that's a whole other story.
It is. Which we don't have time for now, but it's good to get that insight into what's going on. And that's what we're here to do on the Talk Radio Countdown Show every week. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, and now our weekly visit from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the professor of law at Bentley University. He's someone who has his fingers on the pulse, I'd like to say, especially when it comes to the law. Here's something that's not on the list, but this screamed for you to comment. A lot of airlines now have these in-seat entertainment devices.
Yeah.
And it appears that starting with America's least favorite airline, but all of the airlines, Delta, Southwest, Frontier, United, Spirit, JetBlue, Alaska, they're all apparently playing with you, and you don't know it because they have seat cameras. Those monitors that you use for entertainment have a camera in them, and they have been actually taking pictures of you sitting in your seat. Why? Who knows what they can do with this? But what this can't be legal, Steve, is...
Well, it could be here. You know, here's the thing. The technology is always ahead of the law. And so when it comes to the laws respecting our privacy, which interestingly enough are considered to be constitutional in nature, even though they're not specifically mentioned in the Constitution, the way it's thought of by legal scholars is the Constitution only just specifies certain rights that we already had, and one of them is privacy. But the issue is, do you have a reasonable expectation of privacy? And at one time, when you were out and about and walking on the street or even being in an airplane, you had an expectation of privacy. However, You know, what about now? Now when there are cameras on corners, cameras, you know, constantly picking up. When we had the bombing at the Boston Marathon years ago, one of the reasons the bombers were able to be apprehended so quickly was because of public cameras. So now our legislatures are really slow at recognizing our right of privacy. It's been better in the European Union. And what could they do with these pictures? Just seeing the technology where they can actually read your emotions, and then they can turn that into data, and they can use that data to sell you products or to sell your information to advertisers. So the short answer is, yeah, it probably is illegal, and the long answer is it shouldn't be, and we should be discussing it.
All right, other things to discuss. The aftermath of the Mueller report, legally, the impeachment conversation, the ramifications of this. Some say we have an obligation under the Constitution, which is pretty nonsensical, I think. But
yeah,
you tell us what the...
Having a right
to
require it. You know, I look at this thing and look at it primarily as a political matter rather than a legal matter.
Sure.
I do think, as a lawyer looking at issues here, that there's certainly a question of high crimes and misdemeanor. There's also a question of an entire waste of time to go through when Congress should be doing other things. Having a hearing having the Senate, which is going to vote along party lines, and there will not be any conviction, so that, you know, the House can impeach him. The Senate won't do anything. So, I think the public deserve to be informed. For the president to be saying he's been somehow exonerated is an absolute, you know, false claim. But it really isn't relevant as far as impeachment goes.
No. All right. The subpoenas for his tax returns.
Well, you know, there are so many subpoenas out there right now. There are subpoenas for his tax returns. There are subpoenas for White House counsel Don McCann to testify. And, you know, frankly, the president is saying, I'm not going to answer, you know, I'm telling everyone not to respond because it's political. Well, you know, that's not a legal argument. They have to be dealt with individually. It's going to end up in the court. As far as the ones for his tax returns, you know, the law that the Democrats are using doesn't really seem to fit in this situation. But they do have a right, and there have been legitimate questions about financial improprieties. It's going to end up in court. In the past, we've had these, but we haven't had as antagonistic a president. What's happened is the president gets together and his lawyers and the House and Senate lawyers get together, and they come up with a compromise. And that's generally how government works. But
Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.